Oh.
Grease Man?
Yeah.
Did you do the story about the delinquent?
No, but that may come up, so stand by and keep your little ears peeled and free of wax. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Maggot Line.
Hey, buddy.
How about a request?
Sure.
Christopher Cross Sailing.
Oh, get out of my face! Get out of my face! Would you like to squeal like a pig for me, please? Squeal like a pig! Squeal! Squeal like a pig, boy! Jeez. Well, sometimes it'd be double squealing when...
That's not good.
Yeah, that's okay. Get me, I'm ready. Hello.
Why don't you do 12-hour special?
Why don't I do a 12-hour Who special? Sure, I'll strap it on in the next record or so, okay? All thanks right. For the suggestion. Jeez, and they they asked me why I drink, so I can chew my cud. It's 22 minutes after 9 with the Grease Man. I got a guy in line here at 4321-101. Works in a, what is it, a flower? You deliver flowers, buddy?
Yeah, delivering and making them and setting up weddings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can't please these people no matter how hard you work.
Really?
Yeah. Do you work with it? We all listen to you. We listen to you right now.
You mean at the flower shop?
Yeah.
What, you mean, like, if somebody hires y'all to do the arrangement at the wedding, it never fails, and 10 minutes before the wedding, they don't like the flowers?
You got it. Perfect. That's it exactly, or they want to change something, or that's it.
Wow, what about the funerals? You do funerals, too?
Yeah, we do a few, yeah.
All right, yeah, I can see where that would get on your nerves.
Yeah.
I can see where it really bugged the heck out of you, working with all those flowers. People don't realize it, but to make a wedding arrangement or a funeral arrangement, you know, you take one flower at a time and you stick them in the rack and it takes forever, and somebody doesn't like it. You've been busting your humps all day long, and they don't like it. Boss man says, all right, we got a load going out. We got a wedding and a funeral. Hit the wedding first. It's supposed to start in about an hour. So you drive your truck on out there. You get in the church. It's a hot day. You bust your humps, slumping all them flowers in there. You put them up around the altar. You just get it done. And the bride walks out and says, oh, no, 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 that's not it at all. We didn't want the flowers like that. We want more of a gateway effect, leading the way to our future paradise. You say, look, lady, gateway, schmateway. You ordered the flowers. You got the flowers. It looks kind of nice. You'll enjoy them that way. She said, no, we're paying our good money. Harvey, where are you, Harvey? Harvey, come talk to this man. I distinctly wanted a gateway of flowers, and he just got them strewn about the altar as though a windstorm came. You say, lady, it doesn't look like a windstorm. I mean, this is a nice arrangement from the boutique. She says, no, I just won't have it this way, or I won't pay for it. By this time, people are starting to drift into the church, and she's standing there still giving you a hard time. Finally, you recognize where you know her from. Old Betty Jo Bielaski from high school. You say, let me tell you something about not paying for the flowers. How come you never made us pay years ago? And suddenly she remembers you. She says, no, please, I think that floral arrangement will be just fine. You say, no, it ain't gonna be fine. Hey, everybody, this is Betty Jo Bielaski. We all knew her in high school. Harvey, I can't believe you'd be a chump enough to marry this thing. Harvey, I can't believe you're that much of a chump that you would take this slovenly, stinking hunk of flesh home with you on a regular basis. What are you, nuts? What are you, nuts? Let me tell you something, Harvey. I know from personal experience, it's not worth it. Meanwhile, her mother's sitting there, her father, everybody in their tuxedos, but you won't be stopped because you're on a rage now. How dare she criticize your floral arrangement when you stand there and you're a working man, and there she is. She finally hooks some yucca puck to marry her, and she has the audacity to tell you you don't know what you're doing there. Or you stand there and you just launch into her, spittle flying from your lips as the wedding plans are ruined. Harvey runs from the church in tears. The parents run up to console the big sweat hog, but it's too late. The wedding's over. Everybody files from the church disgustedly as you drive to the funeral. You finally calm down as you walk into the funeral parlor and start arranging the flowers. 45 minutes later, you finally, your back killing, you get them arranged, and the woman walks in. Oh, no, no, no. Chrysanthemums? Irving never would have liked chrysanthemums. Irving hated chrysanthemums. I can't believe that here's Irving is getting ready to be buried. He's surrounded by chrysanthemums. By this time, you've had it. You don't want to know from it. You say, look, Irving is not complaining. She says, but Irving doesn't like her. So finally, you walk over to the open casket, you grab the guy by the collar. You say, hey, Irving, you mind if we got chrysanthemums here? But his head just lolls on his shoulder, and you shake it back and forth so it says no. You see that? Irving says he doesn't mind. Meanwhile, the woman is horrified. She's standing there in shock, stunned disbelief. You say, Irving, you want to meet the people here? And you snatch him out of the box. And you start dragging him around the funeral parlor. You say, hey, tell everybody you don't want chrysanthemums, Irving. Shut up. He can't hear you. And they carry you out, screaming and blithering. The things you'd like to do, huh? I know you can't do that. I know all y'all at the flower shop, if you had a funeral, you could never snatch up the deceased and yell in his face, do you mind chrysanthemums? That would be an extremely poor taste, I know. But the next time you're at one of them places and somebody gives you a hard time about it, just wait around outside of the church, and as the pallbearers are going by, trip them.
But first,
with the grease man going.